This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program. Thank the good Lord. Thank the good Lord we got some rain. Was that great or what? Holy buckets. Hope that did you well for planting season. Get things off. Get some growing going. Glad to see it. See, we talked about praying for rain on Monday and boom, happens. Remember that. Remember that. Somebody's listening. 800-228-0550. I want to thank the good Lord for Bob and Harriet, South Dakota, too. Thank you. Thank you, good Lord, Bob. So we should always have a little steel on steel in this world, right? Where you talk to folks every once in a while that don't agree with you and have a conversation with them, you know? That's not all bad. That's not all bad that there's a lot of people that want to respond to Bob, and that's fine. I'm going to let you all respond to him. You can. I don't need to. 701-258-0550. You can also, by the way, call us 24/7 and leave your message. If you're a first-time caller, let us know that because you'll be eligible for a free MyPillow. 855-800-1776 is that number. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Either one of us, if you have a question and or a comment. Phones are full, so I'm going to get to you. I'll try and move as quickly as I can to get to all of you. Jordan in Fairmont, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I had a question. You know, you do these Frank Fridays, and which are cool. But I was wondering if you'd take into consideration doing something where you take a segment to just go over everything, all the positives that Trump has done, how and why he's done them. I'd seen an article. There's the everyday stuff we hear about, you know, with North Korea and tax and the tax code and whatnot. But I'd seen an article, I can't remember where, but it was on he's done more with sex trafficking than any other president. That's a pretty big deal to me, I think.
There's a lot of those. Sex trafficking, opioids. I loathe. I am sick to my core to the idea that we as American taxpayers fund abortions, and we do, and we give it to Planned Parenthood. Talk about evil. Planned Parenthood is evil.
100%.
They make their living. The majority of what they do is ending the life of innocent citizens. Now, sadly, that's legal in the United States of America, but it ought not be funded by the taxpayers, and Donald Trump is dying on that wall. He is fighting on that right now in this Title X stuff. So it's definitely... So you make a very good point, Jordan. I mean, what we do is one gets done and you go to the next battle and you forget the one that was done before that. You don't keep track of it. You don't think about it. And for all of the folks that are sort of in the mushy middle and don't pay a lot of attention and all they hear is bad stuff about Trump, those are the people that need to be, you know, given some facts and understand. So it's a good idea.
Well, even I'm a diehard Trump fan. But, you know, you hear there's always just so much negativity in the news. Turn it around, put a twist on it, and, you know, show it. I mean, if Trump's wrong, you know, hammer him, you know, fair is fair. But with all the things he's doing right, you know, let those aspects shine.
Yeah, good point, Jordan. Very good point. Thanks for the call. Jesse and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Great show. I just want to comment to Bob. I've been in the ag business 40 years. I probably forgot more about agriculture than this guy ever knew in his lifetime. He needs to study a little bit on the issues and educate himself. You know, he doesn't have to worry about getting his freebies because we've all paid our taxes. He'll get his check. But, I mean, if you look at the ag department and what it has done to screw up agriculture, anything that's come out of the government has not been good, and I can vouch for most of that. You know, they get free fencing. They get free water lines. They get food stamps. I mean, it's like he's just afraid he's going to forget not to get his entitlement. But let's get to the reality of this whole deal. everything Trump is doing is going to build this economy and make it stronger. It's going to make agriculture very strong, which is the backbone of our country. I get it. But I'm going to tell you, these guys need to get off their liberal bandwagon and get off the food chain, because I'm tired of paying for them. I'm sick and tired of it. And I come from a long line of farming and ranching. But I'm telling you right now, the reality of this whole thing is basic economics. We've got to have fair trade, not free trade and give everything away. And if these guys can market their own products and they take the middleman out of it, they'll be a hell of a lot better off. So instead of worrying about what guys lost on a market that fell apart, that happens every day. It just happened to be that market fall. And look what the positive things that he's done. He's taken China on. They blinked. He won. The same with Korea. It's all going to come back to roost, and agriculture is going to be stronger than ever.
The question I asked him, I'm curious what you think, Jesse. My point was, okay, is the status quo fine? Have we got good enough deals? We better just leave well enough alone. Or are we willing to say, you know, yeah, there might be some bumps or two in the negotiation. This is going to be who blinks first kind of deal. But let's get a better deal. My sense in the majority of the ag community that I talk to is go get a better deal. We've been plodding along with, you know, mediocre deals for a long time. And every time there's a trade deal, ag gets the short end of the stick. Ag ends up feeding the world, but getting the bum deal on this exemption and that exemption, and everything else. So go get a good deal for ag for once first. I mean, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. You have to go out and you've got to renegotiate. It's all these trade deals that have been made over the years, they're all bad deals because there's too many fingers in the pot, too many people trying to fill their pocket. You know, it's not about agriculture. It's not about the farmer and rancher down there who's trying to make a living. And yeah, damn thing right, things are tough. And I know it costs have gone up and cost of production is high. And I mean, I can run the numbers for you. I don't care if it's farming or if it's feedlots or whatever it is. I can run the numbers for you. Been there, done that on both sides of the fence. But I will tell you this, every time you get some kind of politician, professional politician in there, filling his pockets and making sure his nephew's got a job to study the sex life of a water beetle, for God's sakes, it's not going to work. You got to let a businessman do his job, just like a rancher has to do his job. EPA shouldn't be involved in farming and ranching because they don't know how to protect the land. Ranchers do. Farmers do. You know? So, yeah, you got to go out there and get rid of all this drain the swamp type of part of the whole deal. Just get rid of it.
Appreciate the call, Jesse. Thank you very much. Steve and Fargo, Steve on the road? No, where am I? I don't see a Steve there anymore. I think Steve on the road was next, but he's not there. Let's see who's next. Texter says, sounds like Bob needs to start planting some of the medical marijuana. Now we're having a little fun with Bob's, never
Maybe
mind.
He already has.
Another texter says, if I'm a first-time caller and I call in and I call Scott an idiot on the air, will that qualify me for a MyPillow? We're not the thought police here or the word police. You can
I did tell him to try it just to see what would happen.
Please call in. Yes, of course. I hesitate to say I guarantee you'll get a MyPillow because then somebody who's just joking that I'm an idiot will play for the pillow. I don't want you to play for the pillow. But if you disagree, call in, please. And I would even then say, tell me why you think I'm an idiot. So you can do a cheap shot, you know, or whatever you want to do. But
I want to know if every Bob in South Dakota disagrees with you because we found two of them.
If Trump found a cure for cancer, that guy would be, I don't know what the rest of that word is, because people are living too long now. Oh, they would be complaining. Okay, if Trump found a cure for cancer, that guy would be complaining because people are living too long now. Yeah, good point on your part. All right, sorry, who's next? Western North Dakota, we go in. Ron, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You know, just a little bit about Bob. I know his frustrations. I mean, we're out here doing the same thing, and it is tough. But Trump wasn't the one that took away cool. That happened before Trump got in. And if we want to look at who took away cool, we can look at our congressmen and senators, because they buckled to the WTO. Instead of putting America first, they put politics first. So when you talk about draining the swamp, if you want to fix this, the previous caller, Jesse, he was pretty much right. You know, none of us want to be out here. We don't want government subsidies. We want a level playing field that we can compete on. And that's all we ask for. And it's pretty hard to compete against imported beef, you know, that they can bring in here that the Packers own for pennies on the dollar, when we can't even produce enough beef in a country to feed ourselves. So why is it? It's not because it's a supply and demand deal. It's a political deal. And when you talk about draining the swamp, you have to get them all out. You have to start fresh. because it's just money that talks.
I do worry about that. It's not for today to tackle, but I do worry about it. For instance, if we said, all right, we're starting from scratch, 535 members of Congress gone, all brand new ones in there. Do you know who would run our government? Do you know who would run the decisions over who pays for what in our taxes? It would be bureaucrats. It would be deep staters in the swamp. So that's what I worry about there. But I take your larger point, and I appreciate it. By the way, this shooting in Texas, we originally thought, hey, oh, they got the shooter in custody. Nothing happened. We now learned, at least one news outlet reporting, 8 dead in the Santa Fe High School school shooting. So we have another one, and it's gone from bad to worse here in a matter of moments. Not a good deal. Dale wants to talk about that. He's traveling on the road. We have Anthony, southeast of Pelican Rapids, wants to check in. Wayne in Hinterdall, Tim in Colm, David in Fargo. Lots of text to get to. A lot of fun to come, ladies and gentlemen. We did postpone our chat with Neil Kasperi from the Federal Reserve Board. He is going to be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference next week, and he was planning to join us today, but it had to get postponed. Going to join us next week. So we'll have more coming up after this. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Just like the water ranger sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
I just want to comment on his MS-13 punks. A good thing to call him right now is going to be scum. And yeah, they might be one of God's creatures, but so are snakes. Rattlesnakes are a creature of God, but are you going to sit there and let him bite you before you cut his head off? And you got all these people worried about MS-13's rights. What about the rights of unborn children? You're killing millions and millions of unborn babies, and we're worried about saving some scumbag that kills human beings. Where's the right to those people that these scumbags are? When are they going to pay the price? Need to kick them out of here, or just or better yet, just cut the head off the snake. Bye.
That's a great call, great common sense from Watford City, and a great analogy there as well. Appreciate that very much, Bob. Thank you for the call, 800-228-0550. Remember, if you're headed for Watford City anytime soon, use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, BESTOFTHEWEST, at any of the fine little locations there. Most of those are included, not all of them, but if you just ask, do you do the Best of the West special, Scott, and the What's on Your Mind team? 10% off their already low rate, and of course, Home Fest coming up, Rib Fest coming up, a lot of great things happening in the great Watford City. CJ is here from Dak Diesel, and then back to your calls at 800-228-0550. CJ, I know you got a lot of things going on, including you're looking for some new team members, right?
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah, we're looking to add one or two more mechanics, you know, to our team. You know, so if you're a diesel tech out there looking for top pay, definitely give me a call. You know, and also the diversity that we have down here. It's not the monotonous grind of, you know, just working on semi-engines or just working on tractors. You know, we go everything from tractors, semis, pickups, even, you know, into the diesel cars, you know. So the whole wide range of vehicles, that's what we work on. And it's, you know, like I said, we, you know, top pay, if that's what you're looking for, fun environment. You know, I'm an easygoing guy to work for, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, hopefully, you know, if you're interested in a job, you know, we can come to an agreement and you can make top pay. Like I said, I'm willing to pay it. So, but also we got rain today. So I just wanted to say anybody that doesn't, you know, that isn't getting rain out west, I was out in Dickinson today, so they didn't have rain yet. So I hope they get some rain out there, especially for, you know, the customers I have out there. So
interesting. But CJ, appreciate that. A lot going on, and, you know, the rain's a good thing in a lot of ways, right? So there's another one. DakDiesel.com to find out more about the good work they're doing. Or give them a call if you want that top-paying job, 210-0888. All things diesel, they're doing it, 210-0888 or DakDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Appreciate that. All right, let's get back to the phones. Who did I say was next? Dale wanted to talk about the shooting in Texas. Go ahead, Dale. What's on your mind?
Yes, Todd, or Scott, I mean, I would sure like you to push this security in schools in Mandan and Bismarck. I have grandchildren going to them schools, and believe me, I'm scared to death about it, you know, and I think security would be a great thing. It's at the courthouse, Social Security office, whatever, you know. And
I'm going to make a prediction here, Dale. I'm going to make a prediction. You know, Donald Trump has talked about this, right? And he talked about it after Florida. And, of course, it was drowned out because of the insanity of the left. In that whole gun-grabbing craze that they used as an example, but ignoring all the facts of Florida, right? I'll bet in Texas, that message is a little better received, number one. Number two, the president now is going to say enough, enough. I'll bet something like you're talking about comes out of this, because I worry about it, too. I worry about it, too. I have a daughter that does not like lockdowns, does not like the drills, does not like the things that happen, because she, like all kids, see the news. They know what's happening. And so this is troubling. This is traumatic for kids right now that are in schools, and to know they're vulnerable, right? They know. So get that, again, make it like a courthouse. Nobody argues with the security necessary at a courthouse because we're worried about somebody going into a room with a judge that could be shot that has to make a decision on them. And so what do we have? We have a deputy at the door. Now the difference is there's one per county, right? So it's a little bit easier to do that in the case of bigger cities. You got a federal building, they do. But my point is we know how to do this. This isn't rocket science. Just control the entry and what they're bringing in. That's, you know, and fortified a little bit better. So I'm with you, and we got to get just relentless about continuing to bring it up.
Absolutely. Push it. I hear you guys on the radio every day. I'm from Mandan. I'm headed for Rapid City. And can I say one more thing?
You can. I was just going to say, if you're headed to South Dakota, say hi to our friend Bob down there. He's a new friend of ours. Just called in.
Yeah. I didn't like him at all. I thought he was a fool.
Well, I don't know if fool's the right word, Dale, but I did have a listener send a note saying, please.
I listened to one of Heidi's things on your radio show, and I just about got sick when I heard her talking, you know, so.
Well, her money's as good as anybody, so we don't mind the fact that they're smart enough to advertise on these radio stations. You know what I mean? And by the way, we're legally obligated to do it. You can't allow one candidate to buy and the other candidate not to buy, right? So you have to do that. It's all governed by the FCC and the FEC and everything else, but it doesn't mean you have to like the message. You just take it for what it is, and I think more importantly, spark the conversation so people that hear the ad and go, oh, that's all right. You go, no, it isn't right. Let's talk about it, right? I mean, use it to spark conversations, Dale, you know?
Yeah. One more thing, too. I think when you call them terrorist animals, I think you call them too good of a thing. I think you should do like other countries do, or like they do to people, I should say, cut out their hearts and throw them in a garbage can.
Oh, my gosh. It is so horrible. I can't even believe we're having a debate about that it was too, you know, wrong to call them animals. Thanks for the call, Dale. Appreciate it. A texter says that guy from South Dakota, he's a famous idiot. And he's from Harried. Name's after an old governor. I think we said Harriet. So I guess it's Harried. So apologies to everybody for calling it something differently. Yeah.
They've always had it Harried. Harried Livestock is a frequent advertiser. It's always been Harried.
Harried is how he wrote it here. Maybe he's meaning to. So he said, please just say where he's from. No need to embarrass the entire state of South Dakota.
maybe he wants you to mispronounce the town so that he's able to distance himself from that guy. Yeah.
Also said that cool's a joke. If people were willing to pay more to know where their beef comes from, the Packers would be doing it voluntarily 50 years ago.
Well, there you
all right,
go.
His take on that. Who was next? Anthony in southeast of Pelican Rapids. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling in. I see a lot of different farmers and ranchers in my job. They do ditch mowing and spraying and brush removal, so I talk to a lot of different people, and it's interesting to see when you have a farmer slash rancher where he does both, it's hard to get a good deal on both ends. For he's planting corn for a loss, but he still has to plant it because there's the demand for it. And on the other end, he may have a good day at the sale barn with his cattle, but then he goes back 2 weeks later and it's gone down for no apparent reason. And it's understandable, it's frustrating, but that's all part of the market. It goes up and down, and there's no way that you can control it. You just have to deal with where it's at, and if you have a good day, you save it for a rainy day. And that's what a lot of the farmers have to do, and it's hard. It's a very stressful life, and they're the backbone of America, and that's what keeps us going.
You couldn't have said it any better, Anthony. I couldn't agree with you anymore. We're lucky to have him. Pray for him. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a fake news Friday. We have to get to our local fake news example. We're going to find one every Friday for you on What's on Your Mind. What exactly is the fake news? Fake news Friday. There's a lot of fake news examples nationally, and we've been talking about this prime example, I think, of Donald Trump on the whole issue of calling MS-13 animals, and then the mainstream media saying, "Oh, he says immigrants are animals." So we'll do that before we wrap up. 800-228-0550. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I don't know about you, but when I turn the light switch on, I like it when it turns on. And it does 99.99999% of the times that I do it. I don't know about you, but a hot summer to come, I'd kind of like air conditioning. That'd be a good thing. And in those cold winters, I'm pretty sure I need some electricity. It's so important, and we take it for granted because it's here, it's reliable, it works. But our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future need you to add your voice to those that stand up for this industry. 15,000-plus jobs paying great wages in North Dakota. We're talking north of $1 billion in personal income in North Dakota. We're talking about over $3.5 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. So, you know, the $100 million they're wasting in Minnesota, and by the way, the folks that don't like coal, clean, beautiful coal, how could they not like it? They get affordable, reliable energy from it, but they don't like it. The folks that don't like pipelines, and if they didn't have it, gas would be $20 a gallon. Yeah, those same Minnesotans have a state government now wasting $100 billion with no oversight because they pay daycare providers money that don't actually provide any care, but actually send the money over to fund terrorists. Minnesota, talked about that this week. You can't make any of this up. This is why your elected leaders need to hear from you in all these states. And if you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, they make that very easy for you. Bottom line, the coal folks are not here to say us and only us. They don't play that game. They say we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy. And it needs to include coal to keep our power costs low, ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity we need and when we need it. Make sense? I think so. Get back to the calls here. And a texter had a bumper suggestion. I think we need to dedicate the Steve Earle song, Snake Oil, to Heidi Heitkamp. I know it was written about Ronald Reagan because Steve Earle is a socialist, but it would apply perfectly to Heidi, especially the line, quote, "If you ain't impressed yet, tell me what you want to hear," unquote. All right, there you go. Another bumper suggestion for you. Kevin's on that today. Kev's got the bumps. Let's get back to the phones here. David in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I tell you, Scott, I as soon as Bob started name calling, You know, he was wrong. And it's always when they get into the name calling that, when they start throwing names, then they don't have an argument they're losing the argument. Then they've lost.
Was I a little too smarty pants, David?
I don't think you're smarty pants. I think you're just honest, open, and honest with the guy. And the guy didn't. He had his mind set. For him to argue and tell you that those gang members are God's creatures. I'm sorry, but the guy that did the analogy on the steak was really good. But they're not. Yes, they are God's creatures at one time, but they're not acting very godlike, and they're animals. They are flat out animals, and that's what President Trump was talking about them, and not the other immigrants. He was talking about them, and how the media turns that is just unbelievable to me.
He had the scenario where some folks had brought cattle to the, for sale, and then overnight the price dumped, and he said that these ranchers were out, right? And so I said maybe we should have taxpayers pay for it. When he asked me, you know, I was suggesting maybe another federal program. Did you know I was joking there, David?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Other people did, and they're like, now, wait a minute, you better explain to this what your idea of conservatism
is.
That
is totally, and it's the same thing with him saying you're against health care, and I know you're not against health care, but you want health care like anybody of any intelligence would want to be a healthcare coverage that is good and fair for everybody, and not what was set up where the rates are continue to go up. I mean, it's just crazy.
Not everybody agrees with you, David, but I appreciate your take on that. Appreciate the call. We did find somebody that agreed with Bob and said I was all wet. What is, roll that one, Todd? What is he, he's telling me that.
Bob's exactly right.
Right.
Tariff talk on steel, even though he never raised it on anybody except China, where we get 6%, manufacturers of farm equipment have jumped 35% in the prices of their new stuff and replacement parts. You make those kind of threats and statements, this is what happens. I don't have any more money to spend. Right on, Bob.
Thank you. Bonnie has texts, or emails, rather. Heidi must not have anything to run on except running an old ad over and over and over again about laundry. Well, that ad they see as having worked for them last time. So I think that's why they started with that ad. It disappointed a lot of folks. I think it's a funny ad. I know a lot of people have said that ad should be made into another ad for Kramer, and he could say even her own siblings talks about how she gets out of work and doesn't do anything or whatever. I picked that as a joke. I think it's a good way to sort of get to know people, although there is a little issue right now, only because of their own doing, with the fact that, you know, Heidi's brother is obviously works for a company out of, you know, Wisconsin, Midwest Radio, that owns a radio station in Fargo, and he's on that radio station and using that radio station obviously to promote her, and he's a brother and in ads, and so some people are starting to say, wait a minute here. Then over the weekend, he dug up some research, used his company Twitter account, sent out a tweet with that information, which was Rob Port is going through a divorce. His divorce papers were out. Rob writes a blog. Rob is often critical of Senator Heitkamp, so her brother is now tweeting out information from his divorce papers. And an attempt to try to stir the pot at Forum Communications with he makes this and he only works part-time and what's the deal there. So yesterday, a organization in D.C. called Free Beacon wrote an article about it, and it was a national news story saying this is a strange arrangement and is this in any way threatening the license of that radio station because corporate assets going to help her, you can't do that, you know what I mean? So anyway, then Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Leader, of course, has a PAC. He put out something using the Free Beacon article and basically said, you know, this guy is jeopardizing the license of KFTO, and, you know, I should have said their name. We don't like free advertising around here. We try not to, you know, just never mind. But anyway, so it's a bit of a controversy. It's brewing a little bit now. So, yeah, just beware of all of that. Let's go to Hit It All. I don't know if we've taken a call from Hit It All before, but it's fun to do so. Wayne, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, great show today. I think Bob is so used to getting the government handouts and stuff, artificial price supports, that he's forgotten Econ 101. When the cattle prices dropped there that day, well, somebody was buying those cattle at a cheaper price. So I understand maybe he had cattle to deliver on a contract or something like that, but it was a contract. So, you know, those are market fluctuations. The market came back for the steel, and this has turned out to be a pretty good deal for the steel producers. So, you know, there's volatility in markets, and I just don't think he has a whole lot of room to talk when all those things that Jesse brought up are true. You know, you can get your fences put in, water lines, and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, there's programs to support that. So, he's been out of the real world economics so long. I think he needs a good lesson in, you know, what the rest of us deal with out here. Every time we put gasoline in our car and it's got 10% ethanol in it, that raw product is bought by the government, and it keeps the price artificially high on corn. And we all have to pay for that.
I might differ with you on that last point, but I appreciate very much what you're saying, Wayne. I thanks a lot. There is the whole price of corn and the ripple effect of that. I'm an all of the above guy. Put it all out there, because if you go look at where our energy needs are going and what we need it all. And if we can grow some of it, man, I love it. I absolutely love it. And obviously they've all gotten the message. Wind is, you know, they're being sunset on the, you know, their federal goodie bag, and the same thing with the ethanol and the rest. So get it to make sense in the market, and we're getting there. Appreciate it, Wayne. Nice chatting with you. Tim and Calm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm sitting here feeding feeders. I watched the price on my feeders dip when I bought them in December. The Chicago Live or Chicago Merc Live and feeder futures have dropped since December and January, and they're still dropping. So Bob, in a sense, is right, but I don't agree with Bob on everything. But government has been involved in U.S. agriculture for decades, and some people sarcastically call it the cheap food policy. I wish there was a cheap policy for buying diesel fuel, tractors, and pickups for farmers and ranchers. My last point is this. We're negotiating now to stop North Korea and their nuclear bomb development. Well, two of the countries we're supporting over there, South Korea and Japan, have a 50 and 55% respectively tariff on U.S. beef imports. Why do we have troops over in those two countries when they're sticking it to us on the U.S. beef?
Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I'll let others answer your question. Steve in Aberdeen, South Dakota, waiting to go. Jamie in Bismarck, waiting to go. Lots of other emails, including this one. Tammy says, you showed incredible patience and compassion with that Bob. First, he should not have been interrupting you when you were trying to respond. A grown man should show more respect to you than that. Also, any of us who've been in negotiations know the greater good needs to be kept in focus during negotiations. Trump is doing what he has to do because of all the bad deals that other presidents have promised to reverse and never have. And I bet Bob would think a little differently if his grandchild were hurt or murdered by God's people, who are a part of the most ruthless and murderous people in the world, those in MS-13. God's people, in quotes from Tammy. Thank you for that, Tammy. The president just spoke about the situation in Texas, the school shooting, 8 dead, called it very sad. Part of a prison reform summit. More coming up after this. Don't go away, folks.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
One, two, three, four. Awesome, Cameron Allen.
Somebody dropped something, or was that a
goes right through my head.
Ginormous bass drum there? Did you hear that thing? Boom, 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 boom. Calls are pouring in today. We're not going to get to all of them. We'll go as quick as we can in this final segment. Todd, go ahead and roll that one you had during the break.
About the fake news about Trump calling MS-13 members animals. You know, Jesus often called very bad people a brood of vipers. So if you ask me, him calling MS-13 members animals is nothing but good news. Thank you.
Appreciate that call. Thank you very much. I'm not going to be able to get to what I wanted to get to today because we just don't have time to do it justice. Thank you, Bob, in South Dakota for that, by the way. because so many of you wanted to respond to him, I don't have enough time to play what I wanted to play, comparing how fake news happens here. And by comparing, I mean an interview that was done with Congressman Kevin Cramer by WDAY Television. Selectively edited. They've not given us the full tape, so that confirms our fears there. And it was, of course, used by the Democrats politically. So I don't know if they're in cahoots or if it just happened that way, but something smells. And then Senator Heidi Heitkamp's piece. And I want you to fairly analyze both of them side by side. And then you decide what is fake news. Because fake news is when Donald Trump calls someone an animal that is a terrorist when he's referring to MS-13. And then the media uses that to say, and there is a great piece, I'll put it up by Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro broke this down very well on how they did this. Another thing I intended to play today, but it's 2 minutes long. I don't have 2 minutes. I don't have the real estate to do it. But I will, I'll put that one up on my Facebook page later. Todd can share it. Speaking of which, still on the Facebook page yesterday is your chance to support a good young man, my friend Andy Rickoff, who's running in the marathon tomorrow, his first ever marathon. And he is running not only because he wants to have that accomplishment of running, but he more importantly wants to help a good cause. And so the unseen ministry that he is helping with his work does some incredible work. If you go to youcaring.com, you, the word, youcaring.com, and type in un, as in UN, seen, it'll come up right away for Andy. We're over $1,000 now, which is fantastic. But we're only 8,000 and some change away from me going bold right along with Todd. What did I say, Todd? 10,000? The donations come in for 10,000. So listen, 10, 50, 100, 1,000, whatever you're comfortable with. Don't do anything you're not comfortable with. I have heard you can't take it with you. I have heard the most important money is the money you leave behind. And all the work it does, that's the true treasure in life. But other than that, I'll leave it to you to decide what to donate to this wonderful organization, Unseen Ministry. Really, really good. Let's get to some calls here that we have to get to before we're done for the day. Steve in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Another of our South Dakota listeners today. What's on your mind, Steve?
Yeah, great show this morning. I really appreciate it. I'm calling in response to Bob. I'm a self-employed person, run two small businesses to take care of my family, and I'm like Bob, I hate losing money. I have a friend of mine who buys and sells cattle, and on his Facebook page, he has a page from YouTube, a video from YouTube called Trump, Trade, and Cattlemen. And in that there, in that video presentation, he goes into how free trade or NAFTA has killed over 70,000 small farming, ranching farmers in the United States of America because of the free trade that's happening. They take the best of what we have and they leave us with the worst. We had crappy deals.
We had crappy deals. What you're describing happening is because we're a bunch of pushovers, and we have that's what Trump keeps saying. Look, we have the best market in the world. Everybody wants our products. They want what we sell. They want access to our products to be able to sell into us. Why wouldn't you go in with a strong position negotiating? Instead, we get all kinds of these crazy deals. So my mind is, if we love the status quo, fine. Tell them to stop, do nothing. I'd be the first to say it. If farmers and ranchers told me, Scott, don't want any difference. I hear the exact opposite. I hear we truly need somebody that knows how to negotiate. Go in and do that deal. So I think, don't you think that's why we're getting crappy deals, Steve?
I would agree with that. I would be fun to have a businessman in there who knows how to make a profit. And the pain that that Bob felt out there in South Dakota, my fellow South Dakotan, is the pain that some of these young farmers who are trying to get started in the business feel every single day of their life because they're competing against farmers in Argentina who can live off a dollar a day. They're competing against people who are importing, sending them to Mexico, importing them into Colorado and slaughtering the animals in Colorado and putting USA labeled beef on it. It's the most disgusting and appalling thing I've ever heard. If you haven't seen Trump, Trade, and Cattlemen, it's by a cattleman who knows what he's talking about and can tell you in detail what's happened with NAFTA. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hour long video But it
what's
is
it,
the most
what's it
interesting thing. It's called Trump Trade and Cattlemen. How,
wow.
If you're a 20-something farmer or rancher in the United States of America, you should view it. You should view it to see exactly who you're competing against. Because it's unconscionable how, I mean, like the Chinese, they ship all the components for a television, a flat screen TV, just south of San Diego, and they...
No, you're 100% right, Steve. I'm out of time. I don't have any more time to talk about this, but please call again. We'll keep the conversation going. And that's just exactly the point. I feel bad for those deals, too. That's why Trump needs to be in that spot. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. I'll put all these comments up on Facebook. Tons of comments we didn't get to on Bob. So we'll get to that as well. And somebody said, tell me again that charity I'm donating to. It's weareunseen.org. It's all on my Facebook page, weareunseen.org. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening.
It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defied people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.